Good morning. Welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner. I'm producer Dori Nutt, pleased to introduce you to everyone's favorite Rose Battle, who brings us a story called Just So.
My brother and I were 4 and 5 years old when I first remember a lot about cleaning our family's cemetery with Granny. We just spread out a sunbonnet Sioux quilt with biscuits, fried chicken, crowder peas, and ice water on it. As we all four raked the graveyard, Granny talked. She told us that the S.O. gasoline sign was so old that just the S.O. was left nailed to a tree long ago so we'd all know where to turn off onto a dirt road into the deep woods to our loved one's burial site. Each time I returned with Granny, I learned more. There was the Yankee soldier left for dead on Battery Hill who our relatives took into their home to try to heal in 1865. His gravestone says, Yankee Soldier, 1865. Cousin Betty's 5 doggies each have a tombstone next to hers. Hers says, Educator, Dog Lover, Yellow Dog Democrat. 5 of our family members who were Confederate soldiers are buried next to beloved Uncle Ed and Aunt Lovey. There is our well-documented war heroes memorial, David Hackworth's grave with an airplane wing on it. My favorite tombstone as I grew older was the one Great Aunt Betty Kate had erected for her ex-husband's wife after she died. Her husband was her 3rd cousin, so he was buried in our cemetery. It's a very tall monolith that says, Ruby Cluck, concubine of Henry Roy Cluck. At Uncle Gene's funeral, all the horses in Cousin Joe John's pasture came over to the iron fence, stood for the whole service, and left when my son David read the benediction for our precious uncle. 99-year-old Uncle Fletcher, who spent his whole adult life being a principal, was buried in a storm. Our young family members slid backwards but held on barely to his casket. Uncle Fletcher was always so serious. He must have had that one exciting adventure. Cousin John Wade Steckel, a Green Beret, died of Agent Orange. He was our wild, fun cousin who set off sticks of dynamite to celebrate his mother's 70th birthday. 2 elderly veterans showed up to help us bury John with their uniforms on, holding very large POW and MIA flags. We all cried, thanked them, and hugged them. At Granny's funeral, my 13-year-old brother Bill Battle gave Granny his best Mickey Mantle baseball card in her casket. We turned down the dirt road at the So sign to bury her, just as she had told us too long ago. When Aunt Lucy was 90 and Mother was 88, I took them to our Granny's cemetery. Of course, they wore their Sunday dresses, pearls, hose, and purses to match. Cousin Joe John wasn't home with the fence key, but they both said I could help them climb over the fence, so I gave them Heine Boost over and back out. Our mother was blind by then, but nimble. Then, as always, we went to Mud Creek Cafe, where our family had been going since the 1930s. The trucks of the farmers and the field hands were parked all over the place. All the men were lined up for lunch, waiting for the door to open. When they saw Mother and Aunt Lucy, they parted like the Red Sea, took off their hats, bowed to us to go to the front of the line. I was very humbled. Soon after Uncle Fletcher died, I was put in charge of getting Aunt Bet into her embroidered bed jacket and gown and into her bed. There she pressed her hand to her head, moaned dramatically, and said over and over in a loud voice, I'm coming to heaven to join you, Fletcher. Hold on a minute. Just then, my 6'4" son David and my Marine Sergeant cousin came in to tell Aunt Bet that they couldn't get the dining table open to put the leaves in to hold the 25 to 30 pies the town had sent over for the meal. 95-year-old Aunt Bet hopped up and said, "For crap's sake!" Went in, popped open the table, flopped in 3 leaves, slammed it closed, went quickly back to her bed to call out, "I'm coming there soon, Fletcher." That is how I know I want all my family to turn at the sow sign, pick wildflowers, invite the horses to come join them, bury me, sing Bebopalula, and eat barbecue at Mud Creek when I go to glory, as Granny told me long ago. Since my mother's no longer here to say she hoped I wouldn't grow up to be a heathen, could I please be buried by the concubine? Then everything will be just so.
Sundial contributor Rose Battle grew up in a political and sports-centered family with her parents, her 3 siblings, a horse, monkey, dog, and rooster in the woods about 12 miles outside of Birmingham. You can hear Rose's story and all the past Sundial episodes on WLRH.org. Just click on the Sundial tab under the Shows and Podcast section. And each Monday morning at 9, you can hear the Sundial Writers' Corner right here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.